Hi, I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna. We're the hosts of the New Life Perspectives radio show.
We're also the creators of the Cogno Movement System, where we help you rewire your nervous system so you can rewire your reality.
Join us each week for great conversations, amazing guests, and cutting-edge information on health, consciousness, and the keys to transformation.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. I'm here again today with my friend, Bill McKenna. Hey, Bill McKenna.
Hey, Liz.
So we have something super interesting today. Here's the question for y'all. Do you, by the way you feel and think, do you have an effect on the things around you? Your kids, your pets, your plants. Could it be that the way you feel about your house affects how it functions or how fast it deteriorates? Do your emotions affect your car? Do you have a feeling about the place you work, the company you work for, or the company you own that may be affecting it? So with the work Bill and I do, we know the answer is yes. But let's break it down, Bill. How is it possible that how you feel affects literal matter around you?
So this one, you know, if you asked me this question decades ago, I would have said, you know, I would have already turned the channel. I wouldn't have been able to talk about this or listen or anything. But it turns out that there has been some scientific studies which perfectly illustrate that we do either affect or are impacted by others. And even things you wouldn't think would be impacted. So there was a guy by the name of Dr. Cleve Baxter. So Cleve Baxter was one of the very first people to do the polygraph. I think he was involved with FBI or CIA or one of those three-letter agencies. And one day he's bored and decides to attach the polygraph system to the house plant, like the ones that are behind Liz right now. And he attached it to the house plant there, and he was wondering, you know, if anything is going on. I mean, what a random thought. I never would have done that. You know, why would you attach this to a house plant? But he had a little bit of a creative brain, and you know what happened? Absolutely nothing. He's like, there's nothing. Well, then he was like, well, I wonder if I burn this house plant, what would happen? And he got out his lighter and he's like, I'm going over to burn this thing right now. And as soon as he did that, the house plant went nuts. The polygraph goes, it's going crazy. So you know, he found out that the houseplant was actually conscious. It was very aware of what his thoughts were, as what his intentions were. You know, there's a show in the United States, and it's called Mythbusters. And they do science. There are a couple scientists, and they went to, you know, basically disprove or prove myths. They actually proved this was actually true. It turned out to be true. They, you know, they're trying to bust the myth, but it is true. Everything, it turns out there's a whole myriad of tests that were done that are much, much more than what I described, which prove that there is consciousness in all living beings.
You know, one of my favorite parts of that story, and it really is a fascinating story. I encourage any of you to look it up on YouTube, Cleve Baxter. It's an amazing story. One of my favorite parts about it was that he would think about like burning the plant with a cigarette. And the first time he thought about it, the plant would go nuts. The second time, the signal was weaker. And the third time, the plant was like, meh, you're bluffing. Nothing. It preemptively knew whether he was serious, what his intention was. That part is so fascinating. Another part is that the plants are not only interacting with us, but each other or other things. One of the experiments was he hooked up the houseplants to view or watch a pot of shrimp that at a certain time, without him in the room, just cameras watching, the shrimp would be, the water would heat up, and then these live shrimp would be put into a pot of boiling water. And as that time got closer, and as it happened, the houseplants reacted. So they not only reacted to the threat, but had empathy for the living things that were about to be killed, meaning full understanding of what was about to happen. I think this is such a massive, you know, it's a quasi-scientific example of how things are constantly interacting, not just us. We know in the work that we do, Bill McKenna, that our nervous systems really do have such a powerful signal that create change around us. But let's bring it down to like in your own house, in your own life. So all of us have had this experience, and I know you have one, where, you know, we're cursing our car, right? We're cursing the car. It's a piece of junk. I really want a new car. Why can't I find a new car? This thing sucks. And then the next thing you know, it breaks right down. So I had this example. I like BMWs. I had a BMW. It was a bit of an older one. But I've been thinking about replacing it, you know? Just because of the mileage and, you know, wanting to be under 100,000 miles. We're coming off the freeway. My husband and I are talking about it. And he's saying, yeah, you know, it's a shame to get rid of this car because we've had absolutely no trouble with it. And in that instant, it throws a check engine light. And it ended up having a problem. It was a small problem that had to be fixed. But it's like, dang it. Don't talk about replacing the car in front of the car, right? It reacts instantly, right? I know you have one of those stories of like being upset about something else and the car breaking down.
Gosh, I am so, I get so frustrated with myself, you know, because it's, you know, incredibly expensive. You know, I have multiple of these stories, but the one most recent, you know, I got myself freaked out, you know, about something that was not even related to the car, but I was like, oh no, and, you know, and I wasn't feeling good, and I was at a client's house, and I went to go get in my car and try to start my car, and it wouldn't start. The ignition wouldn't start. And I was like, darn it. And I knew it was me. So I ended up calling over the client saying, hey, man, I know this sounds a little weird, but I'm going to go walk down the street. And if you will start my car, I mean, here's the keys, I'll be back, you know. And I just leave it running, you know, just, you know. And I walk down the street and, you know, I come back and it was like, I don't know what that's about, but a car started right up. And I was like, thank you. Well, anyway, I'm, you know, I get in the car and I've got to drive from Los Angeles to San Diego. I figure, you know I'm still upset, but I got to stop and, you know, get some food. I stop and get food and I get out of my car, kind of not thinking about everything. And I get back in my car and same thing. It won't start. And I can feel inside of me that feeling that I had. Well, you know, I got a call now, AAA, you know, in the United States, we got AAA for the tow truck service. I'm like, well, that's, you know, they get there and they're like, oh, you know, check the battery. Battery's fine. And then the guy, and I said, could you, you know, here's the keys. And, you know, I get out of the car and he's like trying to check it and, you know, that sort of thing. Boom, starts right up. It's like, thank you. I get in the car and head on home. But these are the type of things when we're not congruent, you know, when we don't feel well, you know, can really just mess with the electronics, because we are electronic. And, you know, your nervous system, there's two things. The nervous system is defined as the carrier of an electrical charge. But what does it have with that? It has information. There's an electrical charge with information. And this information flows not only through our body, but it can be measured outside of us as well.
Yeah, you know, this is really an interesting thing about how we influence everything around us. And it means that those potentials, those possibilities, you know, of your car starting or not starting, they both existed, right? Clearly, if someone else started the car was fine. But your energy in that moment was influencing and matching a potential where the car didn't start or it was broken down. They both exist. This is funny because it's something that we call vicinity theory. Actually, less we and more me. Because the visual is so good. Like in your vicinity, in the field around you, the potential for the car to not start, it was obviously close by. Close enough by that the minute your system was running an interference pattern with the car starting, wham, there it was. When you removed yourself, the car went back to a potential where it's perfectly fine, right? It's so interesting because the opposite can happen too. You know, you're running a pattern of, I hate this car and I'm so mad at whatever. And your system is interfering with the electronics. And then maybe when that clears, you get yourself straight, you make that nervous pattern shift into neutral, which is what we do with cognitive movement. All of a sudden, oh, look, right there on the car lot, just in your line of sight, is this beautiful, shiny new car that's the perfect price and exactly what you were looking for, right? That happened to me. The same car, I kept thinking, you know, I really want to replace it. Not because there was anything wrong with it, just this desire to kind of upgrade and have a car that was, you know, a little less miles. What happens? That car gets totaled. A guy just comes out of nowhere and creams it. But here's the potential that was in my vicinity. Now, I've been looking for a new car for about a year. The kind of BMW that I wanted is scarce right now because they're mostly electric. And that's not what I wanted because I interfere with electronics. So wasn't available. Tried a few times, wasn't available. So I'd sort of stopped thinking about that for a little bit. It was less important. But on the day that I got hit by the car, I'm even a little concussed. But now replacing my car isn't an option. It's a must. Within an hour, I'm concussed, right? My nervous system's a mess. Shocky. I pull up my phone and where is there? 30 miles away from me, there's exactly the car I want for the price I can afford. Instantly, it was in my vicinity. But what was stronger was, I can't find one, it's not available. Until that wasn't an option anymore, and whammo, the things came together. So things can change so rapidly when one of your own interference patterns, one of your own neurological interference patterns is collapsed one way or another. It's kind of fascinating, don't you think?
It really is. It's extraordinarily fascinating to know that our thoughts and feelings can absolutely impact things that they shouldn't be able to. When my daughter was only maybe 2 years old, it was the summer when she was two, I think maybe two or three, but I wanted to do an experiment with her. And this experiment was planting corn. So we took like seven seeds, and one of the seeds we had this one seed we both put all of our negative feelings into. You know, I said, all your anger or every bad thing that you've ever felt, put it into this seed. And then we planted that seed in the center. So it's the best place to plant it because it would get the most sunlight and that sort of thing. You know, there's all the water, all the sunlight, everything. And the other seeds, we did put in all of our good feelings. So anyway, we that summer, the corn grew, and the one in the center was like black and stunted. It grew about half the height of the other beautiful green ones. So it was an amazing thing that we got to experience right in our front yard. But, you know, it certainly, this is something that has been researched significantly by Dr. Emoto. And Liz, you know about that, Dr. Emoto from Japan.
About the messages in water. Let's take our first break. And then when we come back, we'll share a little bit more about that, the messages in water. It's really a fascinating story. Let's hear from the good folks at UK Health Radio, and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And we're back. We're talking about how our physical bodies, our intentions, and our feelings affect matter around us. So we're talking about the Messages in Water book. It's fascinating if you haven't seen it, and there's documentaries about it. But the tests were, could your feeling about water change the structure? So what they did was they would tape words with an intention, so love or hate, on water. And then they would freeze it to see what shape it would take. So regular water, water that was love or peace or kindness, would make these gorgeous fractals that look like snowflakes. So exactly like a snowflake freezes, you see them under microscope, these beautiful, and they were very symmetrical and beautiful colored snowflakes would form. But where there was the word hate or anger or other things, the snowflake or the frozen water would have no shape. They would often be black and dark. And it's the same water. There weren't contaminants in the water. And so it showed that the intention and the vibration of the words themselves would create change. They also did these with just feeling. There's a beautiful story about a lake that was dying. And it was just polluted and dying. And a group of monks, I believe, encircled it and set the intention for the clearing of this water. And, it was tested before and after. And in the after, the lake actually started to clear. In real time, it cleared and the pollution was no longer existing. So it's one of those kinds of miraculous things on a greater scale that shows the kind of influence that we have on things. I have a really interesting story that Bill and I were told by one of our amazing practitioners in Australia. We have this practitioner, Tia, who's absolutely fearless. She does the most amazing Cogna movement practitioner experiments. Now, Tia happens to have a daughter who has Angelman syndrome, and it's a kind of genetic anomaly that stunts her development, or it actually slows it way down. So Tia was working on shifting her daughter's propensity to have epilepsy, and she was worried about it and concerned. And so a lot of these sessions are done around the stress of a thing. And she asked, like, gosh, is there something I can do about this? And the answer is always work through yourself. Because we do know that we have an effect, our opinion has an effect on how things happen around us. And, epilepsy in a child is frightening, really frightening. And her child was having a lot of epileptic seizures. So as Tia does, she goes about it. And she's working the feeling of seeing her child have an epileptic episode in front of her and the fear. And she said as she did it, so many pictures from her own life came up, so many things that felt very similar to this epileptic seizure that her child was having. She said when she worked it through her entire body, her child stopped having those kind of seizures. So what was that? That the session was not done on the child. The session was done on the stress of herself. And so without having it be a scientific study, what we know is that her expectation, her fear, her knowing that she's going to witness this thing that might actually kill her child was generating a reaction, a mix of neurological signals between herself and her child. And so, Tia has done this many, many times on many other things with a very similar result, having a change in what is happening physically to her child when she changes the way she feels about it. With modern medicine, and that shouldn't be possible, but what we heard with Cleve Baxter was that we knew that things were interacting together. Intentions were interacting. Feelings were being felt and creating reaction in plants, in shrimp. And wouldn't it make sense that we are having an even greater effect with these strong hormonal, chemical, electrical signals in people that are within our own vicinity, within our own, what I like to call neurological soup? We know we're bouncing off each other. We know we're reacting to each other, which leads me to something else. And this is really interesting. About the hard spots we have in our relationships. Where our spouse says something and we instantly react, or our child says something, we instantly react with you know, a hard feeling. I mean, that term hard feeling doesn't just come from nowhere. It really does feel like something's pushing up against you, pushing back at you. You know, sometimes a hard feeling, something someone says, punches us in the face and we feel like we've been hit by something. And in fact, it can even cause shock. Enough of a fight can cause shock in a body, right? So when somebody says something to us, even unintentionally, hurts our feelings, we just don't like what they said, or it leads down a path that's going to create an argument, we have a hard spot in our body, which then creates a signal back towards the person that sent it to us in the first place, or the reason that was created. They feel it, they feel hit by it, and then that has an opinion and sends back to you. So we start to have an interaction, maybe based on something that was unintentional, maybe based on something that the person who said it didn't even realize that it was going to cause a problem. Now we've got this hard spot, this interaction, this growing almost entity of a thing between two people. When a person can feel these hard spots, when they know they're there, you're like, oh, wait a minute. Ooh, I just felt myself react. Where you can learn to soften that in your neurological system, where you can actually know how to take a breath, step away, clear it out, ask a question. As soon as that dissolves, the issue miraculously dissolves. It's kind of an amazing thing, isn't it, Bill?
It is so crazy. You know, I want to tell one more story about Tia, because this practitioner in Australia, Tia, that daughter, who, by the way, they don't call it Angelman's syndrome for nothing. When you see this person, oh my gosh, you can feel the love that comes off of this little girl like crazy. I mean, amazing. You know, she's somewhere, I think, 10 or 11 years old at this point, something like that. And for all of her life, she basically has had a problem where every time she goes to the bathroom, you know, she's in diapers, and she takes it and starts painting with it. You know, it'll, you know, she goes, that's for painting. So they'll be on the walls and she'll paint the couch, you know, anything, everything, you know, everywhere. So you can imagine the frustration that Tia had with, you know, I can't have anything in the house. You know, everything needs to be really washable. And, you know, so it's very, very frustrating. Now, for 10 years, a decade, how many times a day is this going on? You can imagine how, as a parent, as much as you love that beautiful little girl, you know, it's frustrating, you know, and she ends up doing a session, Tia did, on herself about how she felt about this. And it had brought up some things from the past, you know, before she was ever married, as a child herself. And
yeah,
she
cleared... one of the things was that she carried the intestines of, she looked, I think, a pig farm. Wasn't it a pig farm?
Yeah, some farm or something. Yeah.
She had, that was her job, to carry the intestines off, you know? These streams of fecal matter.
Yeah.
Be all throughout her life.
Yeah.
Even one for herself, where she couldn't go anywhere, you know, out of town or whatever, for fear that she might have an intestinal issue. So she's incredible. I mean, she just found these themes, right?
Yeah. And the techniques that, you know, the cognitive movement techniques had enabled her to find these hidden links in herself. But the amazing thing is that after that session, never again with that child, the child no longer did that behavior. No longer, that just was no longer a thing. Now, how the heck does that work?
We're in each other's neurological soup. What we think and feel, what's predominant. And so what's interesting about this story is Tia didn't know that all those past, you know, incidents or past experiences, you know, with fecal matter were actually playing out in her system at all. She had no idea. They weren't at the top of her mind. But there are things that were troubling to her. And this is what our nervous system does. Things that are troubling, things that are a threat, sort of create a bigger and bigger and bigger pattern. And when you have a lifetime of them, they add up to a pretty big signal. With her child, you know, and all of us have this, you don't have to have someone who's special in your life, but her child is less verbal and probably more likely picking up on Tia's psychic energy, her energy. They're interacting probably a little bit more than most of us do. But she was so influenced and receiving these signals that it played out as a pattern in her own body, in her own life. The minute that that neural pattern on that singular topic was collapsed for Tia, it collapsed for her child as well. And it's an extreme example, but it happens with all of us. Every relationship that we have, even our relationship with our electronics, our vehicles, you know, our spouse, our business, our job, all of them are influenced by these strong patterns that we have running in our body. They're subconscious opinions, which means that your nervous system, which effectively is your subconscious because it runs your actions and reactions, automated actions and reactions, that every one of these opinions that's running are creating some kind of an influence in our life that we don't realize. I think that's the great thing about cognitive movement is that it brings them to the surface. You don't have to know what they are, but the session focused on the feeling brings them to the surface. And you see again and again and again, this repeating pattern that is playing out in your life. It is really, really so interesting once you learn the technique. I just want to say it's Tia Woods. She's in Australia. And she's available. You can find her on our website, find a practitioner, and work with her directly. I'm telling you, she's brilliant, but she's also a heck of a lot of fun. And she had a lot of insight too, especially on children with special needs, a lot of insight and information. So I just want you guys to know out there, you definitely can reach out to her. So Bill, let's take our next break. And when we come back, let's talk about something that might seem a little more obscure, like how you might feel about your business or the place you work and how that interaction, that relationship might be affecting it. So let's hear from the good folks at UK Health Radio again, and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, ant and deck. Fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the the station that makes you feel good.
So we're talking about how our bodies, how our nervous systems really affects everything. And we were talking this morning, you and I, about how do bodies, how does an opinion or a feeling, the relationship to your job or your business, how does it affect it? How can it affect it?
You know, I had a client recently that basically found themselves in kind of one of those awkward employee-employer type of situations. This particular client was an employee. And as an employee, was offered a position that was all responsibility and no more pay. Meaning, hey, I'm going to call you, you know, vice president, senior vice president, whatever you want to call it, but I'm going to give you this big title and there's going to be a lot of responsibility, meaning, you know, this goes from a 40-hour week to 724, you know, type position, but no more money. And that sounds kind of like, as an employee, you know, like, that doesn't necessarily sound like a good deal, you know, because they didn't want all that work, you know, to their life just to be about work. And what happened is that a series of events caused a lot of bad feelings in this employee. Well, everything went downhill. Everything went downhill from that point because of the negative feelings. Everybody in the company started distancing themselves. You know, other people could feel it. So inside the company, you know, opportunities go different ways because you know, they could feel the negative feelings. You know, the best way I could probably draw a parallel is everybody goes to the grocery store, you know, passing by the hundreds of people in the grocery store. And there's some of them you pass by and you're like, uh-oh, not that one. You know, let's go down a different aisle. You know, you can just feel it. Well, anyway, this really was, this unhappiness was materially impacting them. You know, the job was the same, but they were very, very unhappy. The point is that after we cleared all of that out, the joy returned. And everybody in the company was like high-fiving and happy, and opportunities were coming up, and, you know, all kinds of positive things started happening. But the negative feeling basically got replaced with, you know what, I like helping people. I enjoy what I do. And consequently, everything turned around. But whether you're the owner or the employee or a contractor, whatever it might be, this electromagnetic field that carries information is felt by the other and responded to. It is like a reflection. You know, if someone else has that same information or electrical charge, and they have the electrical charge, but if they have that same information, this is going to create like a mirror effect for this employee. The mirror, like, oh, I'm angry. Yeah, I'm angry too. So consequently, the thing I love about it though is that the opposite is also true. And knowing this, knowing this provides us with some empowerment. Before, we were like disempowered. We didn't know that there was an actual force field, this electric field, and that you can change it, and with that, change reality.
Yeah, it's true. We call it the field of potential, this area around the body where your nervous system extends about 6 or 8 feet. And the reason that we do is because every potential in your life sort of exists there. If you're having a negative feeling and thoughts about another person, you know, let's say in your office, you know what's going to happen. The potential is you're going to have a fight with that person. You feel it building. It has a sensation. It has a mass. It starts to create momentum and volume. The story gets louder in your body, louder in your mind, until all of a sudden, boom, it explodes. Because they're feeling it too. Whatever in them has the same feeling that matches, it just gets drawn together, and the two things create a much bigger force field. It's interesting though, and I want to help everybody kind of get an idea of how to feel into this. So I had a client recently who has a lot of businesses, and he found that they all had a similarity. So I had him think about how he felt about a particular one of those businesses, to think about it as a relationship with another person, right? So how do you do this? If, as I start to say this, think about it, feel it, and you'll know this to be true, that you have a whole picture, a whole feeling picture about everything in your life, everything. I had this terrible computer. It was old. It, you know, it was breaking down all the time. It was on the fritz. I had a feeling about it. It felt tattered. It felt tired. It felt worn out. Even, this is just me, but it even had a metallic taste to me, you know? And eventually, of course, it crashed. The more I felt about it, the more it crashed. So you have a feeling about something. We do tend to anthropomorphize everything, make it into a person. And so for this guy, that's what we had him do. We had him feel into the sort of entity of a business. Now, a business is an entity. Legally, it's referred to as the entity of, because it's a whole thing. It's all these moving parts. But it's a thing as a whole, all the employees, all the, you know, everything they buy and sell, all their ads, all of it becomes an entity, a thing. So I didn't feel into how he felt about this thing as though it were a person. What's so interesting is you start to run into, oh yeah, I don't really trust them. Yeah, now that I think about them, like, I don't really like them. Maybe to them, they feel like, oh, that looks like a homeless person, disheveled and crazy hair and, you know, frenetic maybe. You realize that there is a sensation in your body about them. There's actually even a shape, even though a business maybe has a building, but even there's a shape to it. It was so funny because he described one of these businesses as feeling like a snowman, stuck in place, frozen. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And as we did a process to shift it, but he realized there was a taste in his mouth about it. There was a sensation in his body about it. There was even a fear of being abandoned, but also a desire to be abandoned, because if this thing takes off, you know, he's got to spend a lot of time there, right? So a wanting to abandon and a wanting to be abandoned all at the same time, creating this real tension in his body that he had no idea was there. Just, hey, this business isn't working out like I want. But he had a whole physical storyline going on about this thing that was this particular business. So think about something in your own life that is just not working out well. There seems to be a hard spot, you know, in your body, a push, a pull, a tension created. And notice, if that were a person, what would they look like? You know, are they sharp and snazzy and strong and professional looking? Do you like the way they smell? Or do they seem, maybe aggressive, maybe like a fighter wanting to come punch you in the head? Like, what do they feel like to you? What does it taste like? What does it smell like? And as you stop and think about it, you'll realize that there is a physical picture in your own feeling state, in your mind, even the way they taste and smell. And if that is not a picture of something that is compelling and light and or exciting and energy filling, you have a relationship problem with that thing. Maybe it's your car, maybe it's your computer, but if it's your own company, your own business, dang, that's an issue, right? So by doing this simple process, you can kind of get an idea of what relationship you have. And then that gives you the clues to be able to clean it up, right?
Sure does. That was a very interesting process, to have somebody actually see it as like its own being. And it kind of reveals the underlying issue about how you feel about it. We need to do a follow-up episode. I'm gonna say, hopefully, we'll be able to check in with this client, a few months down the line and see what transpired after he changed this entity up, the work you did. It's very interesting.
This is a very enlightened client. He really works on his consciousness. And for him, it was so revealing to realize, because he was thinking, it was, there are scientists involved, it was a scientist, it was, this thing, it was that thing that were all the problems. But what he realized is it was him and it was his experience that he was having. And I think for him, that changed everything in the moment to realize it was something he could change in himself. That he knows, because he's done many of these things, will change everything in how that business goes. And another thing he realized, it was a way for him to evaluate the businesses that he's really interested in continuing working on and those that maybe need to be let go. It helps you evaluate how things are going by how you're feeling once you take a minute and really feel into what projection am I really putting on this thing? How do I really feel about it? Now, what we know is that once you expose that, a simple Cogno movement session, maybe 1 to 3 minutes, you can clear out that hard spot, that issue. And then it reveals the next steps. Then it reveals what else is possible, what else can be done. And we were talking about this earlier, that the minute you collapse a hard spot, one of those problem issues that's pushing back at you, something much better that's like waiting right outside your door walks right in. It clears the space for something great to come in because those things are there too. But our nervous system puts a priority on the things that are a threat, right? Abandon's a big threat. So the things that are a threat, our nervous puts a priority on, and it really projects those out into our field in a stronger way because it wants to prevent us from being hurt, or at least make us be aware of it ahead of time. So that strong energy, once it's no longer there and filling this field of potential, a new potential will find its match. And we've seen it again and again. It's a fantastic thing that happens, don't you think?
I think so. And if you're a person, who either employer, employee, owner, whatever position you're in, you can litmus test this in your life. And by that I mean, by walking into any business how it feels. It's like, oh yeah, this car company, I'll never rent from them. Oh, fly with that airline. There's an energy there. There's a feeling about that airline. I'll go with them. It's everything. And guess what? It's your business as well. Or you as the employee as well. So this is very much practical. And knowing this, you can start to change it. We would challenge you to look at your life and how is it that you feel about that company you work for, or your employees you have, or your business in general.
Yeah. All right, you guys, we've run out of time. This was a really fun episode, super interesting. As Bill suggests, try on this idea and see if you can at least discover where the hard spots are for you. If you want to know more, reach out to us at info@cognomovement.com or go to cognomovement.com. Our website has just been refreshed. It's beautiful. I think you'll figure out very quickly what part of it applies to you and how to use it. All right, Bill, thanks so much for being here. Until next time, everybody, be safe and be well.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work